When Sweeney's Bakery announced last month on social media that it wouldn't be renewing its lease in June, there was an outpouring of nostalgia from the community. Kelly Eichels says Sweeney's was not just a community institution, it was a family tradition.
So many of our family memories were tied with a Sweeney's cake or their cookies, and they always made you feel special and welcomed at Sweeney's.
Alisa Wiggins agrees Sweeney's was part of how she marked life's milestones.
My very first birthday in Delaware, which maybe I would have been 7, I believe was a Sweeney's cake. My bridal shower cake was a Sweeney's cake. My baby shower was a Sweeney's cake. I have a friend whose husband wrote a song on his guitar about Sweeney's cake because he loved it so much.
And Ella Kelly doesn't know where she'll get her baked goods in Delaware now.
If you went to a different bakery, you wouldn't get the same stuff. It's just his recipes, the way he made them.
These mixers, they were used when he started 60 years ago. So we're talking, some of these things are like almost 100 years old.
James Sweeney says the relationships he, his father, and the other employees built with customers was the main reason for the business's success.
My playpen was up here. So we're at the point where people have watched me grow up. You know, people, even this morning, they're like telling me things. Like they think that they can tell me things, and because, you know, they still think I'm that teenager that they could tell, you know, and which is fine, you know, and I let them, you know, what am I going to do? But it's very, it's an interesting dynamic that we have working here. People have been very, very generous with their thoughts. They're so happy for me. They're so sad for themselves. I frankly have not read any of the Facebook stuff because it exhausts me. Like I'm exhausted, and emotionally I couldn't handle it at this point. So hopefully I will get to it, and then I can respond to a lot of their heartfelt comments. Not only do they write stuff on Facebook, I've had people send me emails. I've had people write me cards. I've had people come in. They want to hug me. They want a selfie. They want, you know, I'm part of their lives. I'm part of their family celebrations. I'm part of their, you know, Christmas, the New Year's, and weddings, and baptisms, and birthdays, and all that stuff because I've been there.
Sweeney says the bakery's other key to success: sticking to high quality ingredients.
These cream donuts, I don't know what people are. It's like a drug to these people, I swear. This lady just called me yesterday, and she said, "Could I get 8 dozen of them?" I'm like, "What are you doing with 8 dozen cream donuts?" She goes, I'm never going to have them again. I'm going to have them. I'm going to stick them in the freezer and pull one out a day." And I just thought, holy cabooses.
But the first few years of business were more of an uphill battle.
My dad opened the place in 1957. He was in the Navy. He learned some of his baking skills at the Navy. And then when he got out, he went to work in a bakery up in Media. And Mr. Gewisk was the guy's name. And he was this German immigrant. And he gave my dad all the recipes and told him to go. He told him to go to Delaware because there was nothing here but horse farms. And there wasn't. There was nothing around here. And we're still using the same recipes. Everybody thinks we're an Irish bakery, but they're all German recipes, you know. But I've actually added more of an Irish spin to it, but, you know, because that's what people expect. But, yeah, so my dad started it. My mom and dad, I wasn't even born yet. And they worked really, really long hours just to keep it going. And of course, you know, the people didn't have like cars back then. And, you know, so it was hard. It was hard because they were in the, you know, there was nothing around here. There was no supermarkets. There was nothing. And so it was tough. It was a very tough 2 or 3 years. And then finally it caught on. And, you know, my dad was really charming and he was really easy to talk to. And people really liked to just stop and just talk to them and stuff like that. They would come by the back door and say, "Hey Jimmy, how you doing?" all this stuff, and he said, "Come on in, grab a donut, have a cup of coffee." So he was building up like relationships back then. We had family relatives, you know, brother-in-laws working, and you know, nobody really knew what they were doing. They kind of was just flying by the seat of their pants. So there was no business plan or no master scheme about anything. It was just basically to provide for a family. And then it was very fortunate because we've all lived off of it for the last 60 years.
Another rough patch came in 1998 when the Acme Next Door expanded and forced the bakery to relocate to the other side of the shopping center. James Sweeney III had taken over the business from his father at that point, and the move meant a bigger space, higher rent, and costs of moving the huge ovens and mixers. At the same time, roadwork on Neiman's made it hard for customers to get to the bakery.
We were behind on our rent and we were being evicted. And so the community found out about it, and within 3 to 4 weeks' time, people just gave me money to pay my back rent. Hundreds, 20s, people were writing me checks for $500, you know. My dad was a big proponent of giving to the community. So when people needed things, when he first started out, we would donate to the churches around us, the high schools for their proms, the fundraisers, the bake sales. We always donated. So when we were in that low place, that's when people really came back. The karma, it was just very rewarding. And you just realize, holy cow, we are part of this community.
Sweeney says these connections were what kept his father going until he passed away a few years ago.
It made his life longer because it gave him a purpose. And so I'll always be grateful because that he was able to hang on. He had cancer, but he fought it for 20 years, and he worked up until 2 weeks before he died. You know, I'll never regret keeping the bakery open, working as hard as I could so he would have a place to go and have a purpose. Something that he created, besides me.
Although the bakery is still going strong financially, when it came time to sign a lease for the next several years, Sweeney said he started to envision a different future for himself. As a few longtime employees have passed away, Sweeney says he's taken on their hours. His workdays start at 1 a.m. and, with a nap somewhere in the middle, often end around 6 p.m.
I don't want to be that 84-year-old guy that's limping and barely walking and still working at this place. I kind of want to do something else.
Ann Sweeney says, with the bakery busier than usual leading up to its closing and full of nostalgic customers looking to share memories, he's not sure yet what that something else will be.
I haven't even had time to think. That's my thing. I kind of thought, well, I'll just decide if I want to go back to pastry school and learn new techniques, or if I want to, go to bartending school and be a bartender or whatever, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm young enough to do whatever I want, really, but I'm just worn out from this job right now.
That's James Sweeney III, the second generation owner of Sweeney's Bakery in North Wilmington. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.